The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, December 5th, 2006, and presidential release number 346. Being December, it is the last presidential release of the year, unless something goes dramatically wrong somewhere. And so I begin this presidential release by wishing you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy New Year, and by telling you that John Bertrand of Maine, who is our president there, says that he is the grandfather of a new granddaughter born to Brent Bertrand, who now lives in Colorado but was the president of our Maine affiliate, and to Ina, his charming lady. And Ina and Brent say that the brand new granddaughter is Sienna Cecilia, who weighed 6 pounds and 5 ounces, was born on the 16th of September in the year 2006, measured 19 inches long, and has already attended a chapter meeting of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado. John Bertrand says that if he doesn't get this announcement on the presidential release, he's likely to be killed by his son. So, in the interests of preserving the life of a state president, congratulations to all of the Bertrands. Last week, I am sorry to have to tell you that Karen Mayry, who was the president of the National Federation of the Blind of South Dakota a while ago, and who was the primary force behind the Diabetes Action Network for an awful long time, and who stimulated much work on bringing diabetes into the center of consideration in the National Federation of the Blind, died. Karen Mayry had been suffering from a good many ailments, many of them related to diabetes. She'd had at least one amputation and maybe two. She was quite frail. The last time I saw her at a convention, I think may have been the last Louisville convention, she was exceedingly thin at the time, and she had a tremendous spirit, did Karen Mayry. She never complained about the things that had come to her. She just planned on getting things done, and so it is with great sadness that I tell you of the death of Karen Mayry, who was not only a magnificent Federation member and a person of tremendous spirit, but a good friend. Now I have announcements. We have one here from Jerry Lazarus, who says, "We are just a few months away from the 2007 celebration, scheduled for Friday evening, March 30th, 2007, beginning at 5:30 p.m. During this annual fundraising event held in Members Hall here at the National Center for the Blind, a host of restaurants and beverage distributors will provide a variety of foods and some drinks for those who come and who want to bid on items in the silent auction packages. The Mood Swings, a 21-piece big band orchestra, will complete the evening by playing a number of songs for dancing and enjoyment, everything from songs of the 40s to current hits. NFB members are encouraged to attend the celebration and take this opportunity to help meet and socialize with new and long-term sponsors and friends. Individual tickets are $75. They will be available through our website fairly soon, or you can get them by calling here to the National Center for the Blind at 410-659-9314, extension 2419. NFB members from out of town can arrange for rooms here at the National Center for the Blind. If you want to come here, these rooms are available on a first-come, first-served basis. If you want to get one of these rooms, call me and tell me so. I will be glad to work one out for you. We look forward to having everybody with us here for this very special occasion. It's a once-a-year celebration. It helps to raise money for the Imagination Fund. We take this money and build programs at the national level and also at our chapter levels and at our state levels with it. So please, all who want to, are welcome. Please come. So says Jerry Lazarus. I have another announcement here. This one says, March for Independence. The holidays are here. It is the time for family gatherings, letters, company parties, meetings with friends, celebrations. During these holidays, you will see friends and family. It can be a great time to talk to folks about this summer's march at the National Convention. That's the March for Independence. Be sure to carry your mini folding march cards with you every day. Hand them to people that you come to meet and ask them to support your participation in the Independence March. Many will undoubtedly know about your involvement with the National Federation of the Blind. Some will not, but don't let that stop you. Are you registered for the NFB March for Independence? More than 400 of your colleagues are now registered to raise the contributions that are needed and to march with us on July 3rd in Atlanta. So if you aren't registered, get your registration in. Many chapters are beginning to conduct march preparations. Many are starting to have walks before or after chapter meetings so that chapter members get in shape, so that chapters build unity, so that we encourage one another to be engaged and to get busy to plan for the march. Register and raise contributions. You can register online, or you can call here to the National Center for the Blind to talk with Christy Bowman to get your registration in. Don't forget the big contest. For every $100 contributed in your name or associated with you, by the time of the Washington seminar, there'll be a drawing for $1,000. So if you raise, say, $1,000, your name goes in 10 times. If you raise $2,000, it goes in 20 times. Make your New Year's resolution to sign up to raise at least $250 by next May so that you can be a part of the March for Independence come July of 2007, and march, march, march for independence. This is all an announcement from Kevin Worley. Since our last meeting on the presidential release, we've had a number of activities here at the National Center for the Blind and around the country. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, we had our board meeting. The members of the board of directors came in, and we do eat rich on Thanksgiving, and then we talked about things that will be coming up in the next few months, and we reviewed the year that has just passed, and a good year it has been. Of course, it isn't quite over yet, so we don't know precisely where we will be by the end of the year, but if we have to imagine what will come in the next few weeks, from what has happened during the course of this year, it should be a very fine year for the National Federation of the Blind. At the board meeting, we talked about the Washington Seminar. The Washington Seminar is coming up in the end of January and the beginning of February. If you want to get rooms at the Holiday Inn Capitol, then you get a hold of Diane McGeorge. Diane McGeorge will make you room reservations. The telephone number there is 303-778-1130, and if my memory is right, it's extension 219, but I'm doing this by memory, so I hope I'm right. But in any case, Diane McGeorge can get you a room at the hotel. The rates are something like $140 for rooms of however many people are in them, so get your reservations in. We will have some very exciting things to talk about at this Washington seminar. Apparently, the Congress will be taking up minimum wage legislation. This is an opportunity for us, perhaps, to get the minimum wage changed so that blind people do not have to face the likelihood of a subminimum wage. And then there are a number of other things that will be coming up. So be prepared to be at the Washington Seminar. The Great Gathering In meeting is Monday. This is the 29th of January, and then we'll be on Capitol Hill the 3 days following that. So get your reservations in and plan to be there. And of course, there are a number of seminars that will occur in and around the Washington Seminar. And if you want more information about that, you can ask Diane McGeorge. Since we got together on our last presidential release, we have started to offer a program here, and this is to braille letters from Santa to blind children throughout the country. So if you want to get a letter from Santa to a child in the United States brailled, then let us know and we'll get it out to you as soon as we can. If we know by the 15th of the month, that's 10 days from now, we feel confident we can get a braille letter to the child in question. If we don't get it before that time, it may be difficult. So if you want to know about getting a letter brailled that Santa Claus may write, then get a hold of Mrs. Maurer and she will help get it done. Her extension here at 410-659-9314 is 2272. I have been to Venezuela to meet with the officers of the World Blind Union since we last got together. I said I was going on the last presidential release. Venezuela is an unusual place. There is a lot of wealth right next to significant poverty in the town of Caracas. I heard that it was a dangerous place, although I didn't see any of the danger while I was there. It was a meeting of the officers that is about halfway through this quadrennium. We have a new president each quadrennium, and we have William Rowland, who spoke to our convention last summer, and he reported on the work that he has been doing. So that was an interesting meeting. Since that time, I have also been to London. One of our friends, a man named Colin Lowe, has been elevated to the House of Lords. He is a blind man, and he has now become a lord. He's Lord Lowe, and he invited us over to participate in a celebration. And while I was there, I met with him and with members of the Royal National Institute of the Blind to talk about cooperative programs between the blind of the United Kingdom and the United States. So it was a good meeting. We had here the first weekend in November a meeting about quiet cars. Quiet cars seem to be a subject that some people have not thought was very serious, but the quiet cars subject sneaks up on you in about the same way that the quiet cars do. And if the driver of the quiet cars might not be paying attention, then blind people can be severely hurt by them. So we've been talking about what might be done to deal with the subject of quiet cars, and we think that it would be helpful if we had hearings on this in Congress, because blind people do get hit by cars from time to time, and as the cars get quieter, the number of accidents is predictably going to rise, and so we've got to find a way to deal with the safety of pedestrians dealing with traffic. We've also had a meeting of our diabetes group dealing with both pharmaceuticals and foundations having to do with those who have lost limbs, and we think that we're going to be making significant progress in dealing with the work of advertising blind people's normality who come to have diabetes. Diabetes is one of the principal causes of blindness, and consequently, for both the pharmaceutical companies and the medical profession and employers and others to know that those who are blind and have diabetes are people with talent and capacity is highly desirable, and we had a meeting about that here. And last weekend, we had a seminar for leaders of divisions of the National Federation of the Blind. We had about 50 people in last weekend, and it was a very rambunctious group of people. Our leadership is partly at the board level, partly at the division presidency level, partly at the state presidency level, and of course, partly at the chapter presidency level. We have many levels of leadership in the National Federation of the Blind, and it was a splendid time having the leaders of divisions in with us. This week, as soon as this presidential release is made, tomorrow, in fact, I will be heading off to Boston. As I said on one of the recent presidential releases, I have come to be the president of the World Blind Union North America Caribbean Region. We will be having a meeting of the North America Caribbean Region in Boston, and there will be elections during that meeting, and who will be leading us after this North America Caribbean Region remains to be seen. It is desirable for us to participate in the World Blind Union because we learn things and also we have an opportunity to interact with various people throughout the world in programs that are of benefit to the blind. So we will undoubtedly continue to be working within the organization, although it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to be in the leadership of it, so I don't know about that part. We're getting down toward the end of the year, as I've said on this release already, and as we come to the end of the year, and as I think about the year in review, it is a good thing to reflect upon all of the blessings that we have in the National Federation of the Blind, and we certainly have many of them. If you review the activities that we have undertaken in the last year, they have been many and varied, and the opportunities for blind people have been greater than we have had in the past. So I feel considerable gratitude, and I feel a measure of peace at this time of year when I think about what we've done. I'm especially grateful for the members of the National Federation of the Blind. We who are the blind of the nation help to change for our own lives what the possibilities might be, but we also change the lives for the generations to come. And with that in mind, it is a great honor to be a part of this organization and a pleasure to know all of you. It has been an especially wonderful year for me. We've had our trials. We always do. We've had our successes. We're looking forward to solving some of the problems that are so difficult in the next year. We're making plans for opportunities to come. It is a time to review the blessings that we have. It is a time to be thankful for what we have been able to do and to look forward with anticipation and joy to the things that we're going to accomplish in the upcoming months and years. With all of that, I wish all of you the happiest of New Year's. May the next year be as good for you as this one or better. May you have a great Christmas time, a spectacular New Year, a great Hanukkah, whatever of the holidays you celebrate, may it be among the best you have ever known. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few of the offerings. Euclid Harry, who formerly was president of the World Blind Union and who is from Canada, says, "What do you get when you cross a duck with a Yule log? You get a fire quacka." What do elves learn in school? The alphabet. What's the difference between the regular alphabet and the Christmas alphabet? No L. Which kind of candle burns longer, a red one or a green one? Neither one. Candles always burn shorter.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.